Okay, we're here. 7:44 on your Thursday morning. Mm. We're just trying to multitask.
My watch says 7:43.
Is it?
What's yours?
It's 7:44. Exactly.
43.
7:44 right now is close enough, right? So how are we doing today, guys?
Good. How about you?
Hey, it's great. Cloudy day. Nice and cool a little bit out there. Well, it's not cool. It's 60 degrees.
Yeah.
So that's a pretty good day as we are on this 25th day of June. We're 6 months until Christmas.
True.
Just right. Saying that if you want to do some early shopping, feel free. Carly Simon is 83 today.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
I know. What was it? You're So Vain? That was
yeah.
A good song she had there. Singer song.
She did a James Bond song too.
Yeah. Jimmy Walker, remember Good
Spy
Times?
You Love Me. You're going, which one?
Mm.
Okay. Anyway.
That sounds right.
Jimmy Walker.
Mm.
Good Times. Actor. 79.
Dynamite.
Yeah, I know. Right, exactly. I was wondering if you're going to do that. 1630, the fork is introduced to American dining by Governor Winthrop.
Mm.
Wow. State.
Still use it.
Wonder what it looked like. Is it two tines?
Yeah. Two prongs.
Three
prong.
Good question. And of course, today, 1876, Lieutenant Colonel George Armstrong and the 7th Cavalry wiped out by Sioux and Cheyenne
yep.
in the Battle of the Little Bighorn. I believe the reenactment is today.
Is it?
Mm.
Wow, it'd be good to see.
Yes.
Do they do that at the battlefield?
Yes.
Cool.
Or may not be at the battlefield. It's close by.
Yeah.
That I don't know for a positive, James, but it's nearby. I know that. 1929, President, if you have not been up there.
I haven't been there in forever.
Yes. Go back.
A good vacation.
Go back and visit. They've done a lot of things up there and done some great things in there. So check that out. 1929, President Hoover authorizes the building of the Boulder Dam, now known as the Hoover Dam.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And 1947, the Diary of Anne Frank was published.
Wow, 1947.
Mm-hmm. Yep. 1949, Long-Haired Hare. It was released in theaters, starring Bugs Bunny.
Oh.
Oh, H-A-R-E.
Yes. H-A-R-E. Today is Leon Day, if you're a Leon.
Sure.
It's your day.
Hmm.
L-E-O-N.
L-E-O-N.
Okay.
It's also Bomb Pop Day.
Sure.
What's that?
I have no idea either.
Good question.
Seems like they need a day.
Why have I heard of that? I don't.
I haven't.
Know what
I would assume it's something you get.
Isn't it?
Oh,
like
I bet I know what it is. Yeah,
thing?
I bet it's the popsicle that looks
popsicle
like a rocket.
Yeah.
Like a firework.
Yes. Bomb pop.
Hmm.
Okay. Handshake Day today.
Sure.
All right. Police Community Cooperative Day.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, today. And it is also Global Beatles Day. If you're a big Beatles fan, there you go.
Beatles were awesome.
Your day.
Either the bug or the band.
Yeah.
Could be either.
I guess. have you been watching any of the soccer?
No.
Yes.
Have you?
World Cup's been great. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. The world, did you see it? Was it yesterday that they displayed the world's oldest known soccer ball? It arrived in Miami to make a historic World Cup debut, believed to be roughly 500 years old.
Wow.
The leather artifact was originally discovered in the 1970s, tucked away in the rafters of Mary, Queen of Scots' former bedchamber.
Hmm. And that's what they played with. No.
the historic ball, which features a pig's bladder interior.
Cool.
Is certified by the Guinness World Records and currently on loan from Scotland's Art Museum. It was showcased yesterday during the high-profile Brazil-Scotland match. Wasn't that yesterday?
Yeah.
Did you watch that?
That was yesterday. I don't think I watched that one, no. Because they were both like already guaranteed spots into the next round, I think. So
well, Switzerland and Canada played yesterday, too.
Yes. They did.
Game?
I think they drew?
Did they?
I think they drew. I could be wrong about that.
Well, anyway, museum officials...
There was like six games yesterday.
Yeah. Museum officials playfully noted that bringing the royal relic to Florida might bring some extra luck to Scotland.
Maybe. We'll see.
That's an old soccer ball.
I know the U.S. plays today. They play Turkey, but it's kind of a game that doesn't matter because U.S. is already moving on, so they already won the group.
Okay. World's largest apron is a real thing, and you can see it if you don't mind traveling to India. 83 feet by 72 feet.
Big apron.
Why is the question
come
up with?
That's a great question.
Just to have the record.
It took a team of 26 to cut the fabric while another team of 8 stitched it together.
Probably just to do it like any other record.
It's like anything else.
Yeah.
We have it, and it's in our midst. Trivia.
And humans have spent a long time on planet Earth just being bored.
All right. This morning we're highlighting sayings. You know, you hear
sayings?
Okay. Yes, lots of sayings.
I'm horrible at sayings.
Well,
I always mess them up.
You probably heard the saying, 3 sheets to the wind. All right? Means someone that might be highly intoxicated.
Yeah,
right?
I thought I would have said a different number. That's just because I always mess them up.
I've never heard that in my life.
3 sheets to the wind? Okay, I've heard that.
That's the first time I've ever heard those words uttered together.
Okay, well, it means someone is, well, today means someone is highly intoxicated. On a sailing ship, sheets are the ropes used to control the sails. If 3 of these ropes are loose and flapping in the wind, the sails will flop around wildly, causing the ship to stagger and reel uncontrollably, much like a person that might be too intoxicated.
Interesting.
So that's where 3 sheets to the wind.
Hmm.
How about loose cannon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've heard that?
Say whatever's on their mind type of thing.
All right. Predictable, uncontrollable person who's likely to cause unintentional damage.
Yeah.
Warships used to carry massive, heavy iron cannons.
Yeah. They'd blow back and kill the people that stand behind them.
They had to be lashed down tightly to the deck. If a cannon broke free during a storm, it became a loose cannon. For the phrase.
These are old in origin.
Yes.
You're talking sailing ships from the pirate days.
How about this one? Son of a gun. You old son of a gun. Lighthearted, affectionate, slightly, you don't know.
I've heard it, but I don't know where it comes
you
from.
You know, not something you use.
Right.
Slightly reprimanding a term for a person who was born at sea. Okay.
Son of a, why?
Well,
maybe it's
British Royal Navy, okay, in the British Royal Navy, women were occasionally allowed to travel on ships.
Mm-hmm.
If a child was born at sea, the birth often took place on the gun deck between the cannons. If the child's paternity was unknown, they were logged as a son of a gun.
Interesting.
Wow.
Why are all these boat related?
a lot of maritime stuff. Know the ropes, right?
Sailing rope.
Early sailing vessels were incredibly complex machines powered by miles of rigging and ropes and sails. A novice sailor had to spend months learning exactly what each rope did before they could be trusted to handle the ship safely.
Okay. Interesting.
High and dry.
Another boat reference.
Yeah, you're on the...
These are all maritime type ones.
They had their own language.
You're on the Seeking, or whatever, the watchtower, so you're high and dry.
This described a ship that had run aground on a
beach. I was going to say that.
As the tide receded, the vessel was left completely out of the water, literally high and dry. Now, feeling under the weather, right? Not feeling good, right?
Right.
When the sea got rough, passengers and sailors would often experience severe motion sickness. To cope, they would go below to the middle of the ship where the rocking motion was least severe. By doing this, they were literally going under where the bad weather was hitting the ship.
Hmm.
Are these interesting? Or you guys just don't care?
I mean, I'm catching a pattern here.
They're all maritime ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. These were all maritime.
Old
maritime. Hand over fist, meaning making money, right?
Right.
This comes from a physical act of climbing a rope or pulling a rope in quickly. Sailors would rapidly alternate their hands, one over the other, in a closed fist to haul in lines or climb the rigging as fast as possible. Hand over fist. I'll do one more. Taken aback. Surprised, shocked, startled, sudden news. This was a dangerous situation where a sudden shift in the wind blew directly against the front of the sails, flattening them against the masts. This instantly stopped the ship's forward momentum and put it at risk of capsizing.
Hmm.
Look at you guys. You're like, are you
My
done?
Eyes are glazing over a little, yeah. But hey, okay. It's good All content,
right.
Bob.
All right. All right. There was a lot there, you know.
Something I'm never going to think about because I live in Wyoming.
You never... Well, if you ever hear someone use any of those phrases, you'll be well informed.
Unless I forget.
Unless you forget them all, which is highly possible in my case.
I can give you one. How about can of corn? Have you ever heard of that?
No.
Something that's easy. Like a, they use it in baseball a lot. It's a can of corn, a pop fly that's easy to catch just right
Never
in your glove.
Never heard it, James.
It's called a can of corn because back in the day in like shopping centers, they would have the really tall, they'd have the tall...
Shelving
units, and they didn't have anything to go up and get them, so they'd have one guy climb up and knock it down, and the guy at the bottom would catch it, a can of corn. So it was an easy catch.
Okay.
Can of corn. I had to teach that to one of our softball people the other day. Me and my friend Turner were like, can of corn, and they're like, what does that mean? I'm like, oh, well, back in the day. Yeah.
All right, James. According to one researcher, the single most persuasive word you can use at work is...
I'm your boss?
Sure.
Yeah.
I was going to say yeah.
Yeah.
I was. I said
Wait, persuasive?
Sure instead.
The single most persuasive word you can use at work is yeah.
But wait, I want to back up.
How is that the most persuasive?
James, do you ever say can of corn when you're broadcasting?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I haven't you heard
can
you say
corn.
It.
I haven't heard you say
That's
that.
I haven't heard you say that or HR Puff and stuff.
Yeah. Forgot about HR Puff and stuff.
Right.
A little bit. Why is the most persuasive? I would... Just assume it said.
just what you
said.
You
just said it as an
example. Just said it, as an example. Interesting.
I thought it'd be I'm your boss, and then you're like, all right, I'll do it.
I would have not I would have not guessed that.
Me neither. Word.
I don't know. I think it was my guess.
Yeah, really? Is the affirmative.
Yeah.
So.
Really?
Yeah, it was my guess.
Yeah.
It'd be weird if they said it was no.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just did it again. Sorry.
All right. That's all right. Now everybody's doing it, probably. The average one of these weighs 32 pounds.
Ooh.
Bowling ball.
Never guess.
Bowling ball? Julie.
Wow.
What? It says the pounds on them when you go and grab them.
32 pounds bowling ball?
You're throwing a small boulder down the lane.
You can tell I bowl a lot.
Wow. 32 pounds. Give Julie that 32 pounder.
Yeah, I'll take a 32 pounder. She's lifting
she'll
it overhead and chucking it like it's a rock.
She'll get a strike every time.
Yeah. I'll also leave the boards up coming up as it's going over.
Yeah. It's the one they teach kids with.
Yeah.
Well... Guess we won't see you at a bowling alley anytime soon.
You go up to
you got a 32 pounder.
They're like, what?
My fingers.
Yeah. Like, no, there's no 32 pounders. Those don't exist. You've got about half that. That's the max.
I know. Not even that, is it?
16 pounds is probably about as high as we're going to go.
Have you seen a 16 pound bowling ball?
I think they have about, I think they'll have 16 pounders, but
really?
Usually it's like 8 to 12 is the sweet spot. 32 pound bowling
ball.
All
right, what's your guess, James?
I was going to say like a cow's rib cage or something.
A dog.
Oh,
okay.
Average.
Yeah, that makes
a whole dog.
Average weight of a dog.
Now imagine throwing that dog down the bowling alley. Yeah.
Wow.
And I love it. If you would have said anything else, it wouldn't have been as bad, but they literally have the pounds on the bowling ball. It says how much they weigh.
Okay. But I never noticed that either.
You were walking around looking at the bowling balls. You're like, they got no 32 pounders in here. Interesting.
Strike every time.
Yeah. And the poor guy in the back is getting hit with it. He's blasted by it.
Your arm is pretty sore.
Yeah. Wow, yeah. You're not going to finish a game if you're
throwing your shoulder out.
Yeah. Throw your shoulder out. Okay, this happens in baseball.
A can of corn.
Yeah, I know. 35 to 40 times.
Foul ball.
A game.
Foul balls.
Right. Steal.
Close enough. Ball ends up in the stands.
Yeah. I heard the other...
32 times?
I heard it. That's what I... Remember times? I was telling you, I was like, they got to spend so much money on baseballs because they don't get those back.
Yeah, I remember that.
And that's like, I think usually the balls that they buy are in a box of 30. So they're going through easily a box a game.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's crazy.
Standard soccer match consists of how many minute halves?
45.
Very good.
I don't know anything about soccer.
I did not know that. Do they do that in high school too?
Yeah.
Is it 45 minute halves?
Pretty much. Yeah, 90 minute full.
How much does a baseball weigh?
Oh, I don't. Eight pounds.
No. 15.
Yeah. At least 15.
Eight to 10 pounds, I think.
All right. Hey, everybody. We're going bowling. That's our next event at Share to Media.
Julie, we got to take you to the alley.
We got to do some team building.
You'll be stunned at how light those things are.
We're not doing team building. We're doing muscle building at the bowling alley.
Working out.
All right. Hey, have a great day, everyone. Enjoy your Thursday morning, 25th day of June. You're listening to Carrie Sheridan. Fox News on the way next. How far?